Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
It happened in an instant. Black ice on an Anchorage road caused a car crash that changed one teenager's life. South Anchorage High School student Julia Carmack wasn't in the car that day, but her older sister was. Julia's whole family came together to help her sister recover from severe injuries and take care of Tony, Julia's niece.
When she was in the hospital, I kind of stayed with her as much as I could until I had to come back to school. Our family kind of like took turns spending the night with her and stuff. And then when she came home, someone had to be with her, but my mom had to work and everybody had to work. So then I did homeschool so I could, in the morning, I can like help her take a shower and help her get dressed and feed Tony and all that kind of stuff.
Melanie Sugita is a teacher at South and coaches Julia on the flag football team. She says Julia is a really exceptional kid.
Well, I don't think Julia ever was asked. I think she just took this initiative to make a selfless act. It's not like she felt responsible to do it or anything. She just did it. She didn't even blink at it. Her behavior isn't like a typical 16, 17-year-old. It's like she's mature beyond her years, you know, and she's making decisions that most of us never have to make, even as adults.
For Julia, taking care of her sister during her recovery wasn't hard or a sacrifice.
It was just something that I had to do. She's my family. I love her more than anything, and if she needs something from me, of course, I'll put everything I can towards it.
Julia is getting back to school now that her sister is more fully recovered. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.